A BC Supreme Court judge gave a Richmond real estate and immigration lawyer another chance to avoid jail for contempt of court. Justice Gordon Wetherill had threatened October 14 to incarcerate Hong Guo for 40 days for failing to provide financial documents to a civil case in which she is a defendant. On Friday, Wetherill adjourned the case and stayed the contempt order to November 7, so that he could hear from Guo and her lawyer, if she brings one to court. Guo said in court that she had contacted three lawyers without success, one in Kamloops, one occupied by a hearing underway and another who is on vacation. In May 2018, immigrant investors Qing Yan and his wife Kai Ming Yu sued Guo, Zhang Pingxu, Xiao Hong Lu, 1,032,821 BC Limited, Vancouver Soho Holding Limited and Canada Sparkle Long Holdings Inc. for fraudulent or negligent misrepresentation and breach of contract relating to a collapsed $40 million real estate deal. Yu and Yan hired Guo in 2013 to assist their immigration application. Guo introduced them to Xu and Liu, the principals behind Canada Sparkle, and they entered a joint venture for the Vancouver Soho high-density commercial and residential project on Minoru and Lansdowne in Richmond. The lawsuit alleges, among other things, that Guo acted as lawyer for both Vancouver Soho and Canada Sparkle and took advantage of the plaintiff's poor English skills. Yu and Yan want Guo to disclose banking information, including about her law firm's trust accounts. At one point, Wetherill asked Guo about not being the signing officer of those trust accounts. She explained that she has two supervisors because of theft by an ex-employee. The Law Society intervened in Guo's practice after $7.5 million went missing in 2016, eventually leading a tribunal to find she committed professional misconduct. Guo said she complained to the Richmond RCMP about her former bookkeeper, but she said the Mounties took no action. Guo provided a binder of documents to the court a day earlier. But Wetherill and Glenn Forrester, lawyer for Yu and Yan, agreed they were incomplete. Wetherill asked Guo what she had done over the last week to purge her contempt. Said Guo, "You can read the affidavits, all the documents are in the affidavits." Wetherill said it took the prospect of jail for Guo to act at the last minute, but it still wasn't good enough. While Forrester conceded that he recognized one document that was new, Wetherill said the 400 pages were poorly organized without tabs. He called Guo's submission, just a regurgitation of what you've already produced, proceeded to chastise her for defying the court and challenged her to come prepared to the November 7th hearing. "You have told me in open court today that you have complied with all of the orders that have been made. So we're going to test that, and if what you just told me isn't true, then there will be consequences," Wetherill said. The Law Society of BC website lists 9 disciplinary actions against Guo, who faces potential disbarment. Guo, who also has a law office in Beijing, is a former lawyer in the State Council, the Chinese Communist Party government's central cabinet office.